And finally tonight, one of the nation's best-known art galleries wants to elevate the reputation of an artist who is not so well-known. Art historians know Romare Bearden as one of America's important and inventive artists. And now the National Gallery of Art in Washington wants to introduce Bearden to the rest of us in the gallery's first major retrospective of an African-American artist. The exhibit will be traveling across the country, as NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
Romare Bearden's collages fused paintings, magazine clippings, old paper, and fabric, like a jigsaw puzzle in upheaval. But unlike a puzzle, each piece of a Bearden collage has a meaning and history all its own. Shortly before he died of cancer in 1988, Bearden said working with fragments of the past brought them into the now.
Because when I conjure these memories, they are of the present to me. Because after all, the artist is a kind of enchanter of time.
Bearden took snippets of Harlem life and shot them through with vivid images of the American South. And he composed landscapes drawn from his readings in mythology, world history, and his own imagination. Bearden's family moved from Mecklenburg, North Carolina in 1914 when he was a toddler. He grew up in the heart of the Harlem Renaissance. Bearden's mother was a dashing figure, a reporter for a leading black newspaper. Family friends included luminaries such as Langston Hughes, W.E.B. Du Bois, and famous musicians who helped ignite Bearden's passion for jazz. One of Bearden's first patrons would be Duke Ellington. Much later, he designed a record cover for Wynton Marsalis. Wynton's brother, Branford Marsalis, produced a jazz album that pays tribute to Romare Bearden. He says jazz is a collage of sorts in its swirl of musical forms, and Romare Bearden's Harlem was a collage of regions.
When he got to Harlem, you had this migration of people leaving the South and moving north. So Harlem at that time was still very much Southern.
Bearden's dense, multi-layered art nodded towards codes and complexity. His pieces were cut, etched, and painted with magazine photos from Life, Ebony, and Look, recalling rural Southern shanties papered with newspaper clippings. Marsalis says one favorite work by Bearden shows a Harlem street.
It's all these images of Harlem life. Louis Armstrong's in it. In the middle of it, there's a guy in overalls, which is like you would look at it and say, well, that doesn't belong. But at that time, it certainly did belong.
What first seems an explosion of images quickly settles into a meaningful evocation of place. Bearden's faces catch your eye and won't let you look away. Each is a composite of perhaps two, three, or even half a dozen facial fragments. National Gallery curator Ruth Fine.
Some of these fragments are from young people, and some are from old people, and some are from light people, and some are from dark people, and some are from people with eyes wide open, and some are a little more tired. You know, it's as if in every face he's trying to give a lifetime.
Bearden was trained in assemblage and photo montage, but his collages drew from a vast field of aesthetic traditions. The spare drama of Asian art, the sparkling, sensuous lines of Matisse, the smoky social realism of Mexican muralists, and the heavy glow of Renaissance stained glass. In one painting on brown paper from the early 1940s, a man, woman, and child pause in transit, intertwined, shadowed in dark indigo and scarlet, echoing Christian renditions of the Holy Family.
The mother's earrings are echoed in the little boy's eye, and it's this kind of looking for connections among very different sorts of forms that you find in Bearden's work throughout his career, really.
Bearden also found a sense of connection in his interactions with other artists, Fine says. He helped found a Manhattan gallery supporting young African-American painters and a collective of artists active in the civil rights movement.
There's a guard here at the gallery who, as a student at Pratt, took his work to Bearden for criticism.
Painter Cedric Baker has worked at the National Gallery for 12 years. He says he met Romare Bearden around 1970.
My instructor had warned me, don't expect to see a black man because he's real light. He said he looks like Khrushchev.
Bearden was an imposing presence. He was a veteran of World War II, and in college he was tapped for a career in pro baseball, but Baker says he was struck by Bearden's manner.
It's a very delicate process to use those materials in that way. Very precise and requires, I think, a very delicate touch and sensitivity. And I think that's part of his personality that came out in the softness that he displayed.
Bearden was married to Nanette Bearden, a dancer with her own company, for over 40 years. He supported himself for much of that time working as a social investigator for the city of New York. Curator Ruth Fine says he was a cat person.
So many collages have cats in them, and the cats have wonderful expressive qualities. He cared as much about the faces of his cats as he did about the faces of his people. He just loved them, and you can tell he loved them.
Bearden's passions and experiences refer to each other in a kaleidoscopic interplay that reminds Branford Marsalis of the mechanics of jazz.
Collage is improvisation because you're taking known images and you're putting them in a way that ordinarily they don't belong together.
Bearden embraced the dissonance between his scraps of materials, faces, and histories. By putting them together, he could craft a completely unexpected and unexpectedly beautiful whole.
Felt like he came alive with it. He could use all of his tools at the same time. And that's the joy of improvisation.
According to Ruth Fine, there are two reasons why Romare Bearden isn't more widely recognized as a preeminent American artist. The art world, like most social institutions, suffered from segregation, and Bearden's works resisted obvious labels.
Collages aren't paintings. They're not really works on paper. If people don't know how to categorize something, they don't do anything with it.
But Bearden's solo shows at New York's Museum of Modern Art and elsewhere received enthusiastic reviews, and he was recognized with multiple honorary doctorates and awards. The retrospective of Bearden's work, which opened today at the National Gallery of Art, is said to be the most comprehensive to date. But missing from the exhibition is Gospel Morning, one of the works Bearden made in the last 18 months of his life, with help from his assistant and student, André Thibault. Weakened by cancer, Bearden could not work without help. Thibault recently claimed he was a collaborator with Bearden, rather than just an assistant, and this question about the origin of the piece caused the National Gallery to pull the painting from the show. Netta Ulaby, NPR News, Washington.